Today is a fascinating day on many church calendars because while Mother's Day is not an official feast day, many churches are passing out flowers, holding brunches, and publicly acknowledging the work of motherhood as part of their worship this morning. Here at Trinity, we are also honoring the children and youth ministry programs and those who help nurture the youngest members of our congregation. For Roman Catholics, our Christian brethren with a more distinct theology around saints, today is also the feast day of Saint Pancras. As someone with a deep interest in the spiritual lives of children, I was fascinated by the discovery of Saint Pancras. He is venerated as a patron saint of children because when he was only 14 years old, he was martyred for his Christian faith around the year 304 CE. He lived with his uncle in Rome after the early deaths of both his parents and was sentenced to beheading when he refused to make a sacrifice to the Roman gods. His name in Greek translates to the one that holds everything. And subsequent depictions of him show a young boy wearing Roman armor, holding an assortment of items, a palm branch, a book, a quill, and a sword. What an image. St. Pancras carried so much in his short life, the death of his parents, being uprooted from his hometown to the urban hub of Rome, and a faith that felt new and life-giving, but singled him out among his peers and made him a target for violence. And in the images of him after death, he is still asked to carry so much. It makes me wonder, if we were to depict St. Pancras today, and what might a modern image of him look like? I imagine a young person in a school uniform instead of Roman armor, a backpack stuffed not with quills and books, but with an iPad, a soccer ball instead of a sword, and in place of a waving palm branch, maybe a wandering headphone cord spilling out of a side pocket. Perhaps there would also be items in that backpack that represent the unseen parts of this child's day. There might be a COVID mask squished down in the bottom, left over from a traumatic few years of uncertainty and a time when it was dangerous to even breathe next to one another. Maybe there is a reusable water bottle sloshing about because we know the Earth's climate is changing rapidly. And this student hopes that in some small way, using this instead of a plastic bottle will help stall an unpredictable ecological future. Maybe the backpack itself is bulletproof because of the prevalent reality of violence in our schools. These things, though less overt, are still deeply present every day in the lives of children and the adults who watch over them. We carry so much, and we ask our children to carry so much. Today, in our gospel reading, Jesus prays fervently to God on behalf of his disciples. I ask you now to listen to these words again, and hear them not as a religious leader praying for his followers, nor a teacher praying for his students, but as a nurturing parent praying for their children as they drop them off at school. They were yours, and you gave them to me. The words you gave to me, I have given to them. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of them, because they are yours. They are in the world. Protect them. Sanctify them in your truth. As you have sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. Whether you have children in your home or not, we have all cared about someone so deeply that we would do anything to keep them safe and protect their joy and tenderness. We have yearned deeply for the world to be different for their sake. How comforting that Jesus, too, like a mother, had a deep yearning for his disciples to be okay in the world after he was no longer with them. Jesus's prayer to God for his followers invites all of us into nurturing action to care for those around us who are young and vulnerable. We specifically honor motherhood today, but that practice can guide us towards honoring all kinds of nurturing and growing and caretaking. The disciples, barely adults themselves, still needed, just as we need, the abiding and nurturing love of Jesus. For the kids still in this room who are likely not listening anymore, I have a secret for you. As much as the adults in your life want you to know God and have a spiritually fulfilling existence, and dare I say it, a relationship with Jesus, the truth is that they need and want that for themselves just as much. It turns out that we all find the world a scary and unsafe place at times, and we profoundly hope that someone will make it slightly less so. We ask our children to carry so much because we are carrying so much. And carrying things alone is not what Jesus wanted for his followers then or now. The early disciples knew Jesus' message of love and redemption so absolutely that they founded an entire spiritual community around it. St. Pancras, a carrier of many things in life and death, found the ability to do so because of his Christian faith. We have come to this cathedral carrying our own backpacks, full of burdens, joys, celebrations, hopes, and fears, wondering where Jesus' words might resonate for us today. My hope is that as we journey together in this community, we do so with the deepest care for the young people amongst us. For like St. Pancras, they will be asked to hold on to their values in challenging times. Like the disciples, they will be tasked with carrying on a faith community that shares the love of Christ with others. And like us, they will be given backpacks that feel overwhelmingly full and wonder where they will find the strength to carry them. May they be so known in this place, so deeply cared for by us, that within their backpacks, they not only find difficult and heavy things, may they also find our support, our prayers, and our steadfast love. And may they never carry any of it alone. Amen.